Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America, and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News, we have back with us really very wonderful and also very inspiring guest. We have back with us transformational and wellness coach and also addiction coach, Ms. Debbie Musillo. And she is the founder of Organic Insight. And again, to anyone that didn't get an opportunity to catch our prior segments, which are actually wonderful, you can actually find them on our site at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. But to anyone in our audience today that is suffering from addiction or perhaps knows a family member who is suffering from addiction, or anyone in our audience that is simply dissatisfied with their life in general, please grab a seat and, again, get very comfortable, because the information that Debbie's going to share with us today, I'm almost positive, will be able to change your life forever. It is now Tuesday, the 29th of August, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially a lot of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment again today with Debbie, or if you want to catch any one of our prior segments, please visit us at our Blog Talk Radio website. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, we are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter, and you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, life and the journey of life, again, it's one of highs, lows, ups and downs. But there are moments of clarity, again, also moments of disparity as well. But what we basically do in life is that we take the good with the bad and realize that every minute and really every outcome grants us an opportunity to learn. And in times of turmoil or perceived failure, very often we can lose sight of our own dreams, our own potentials. And this is where special people like Debbie Musillo of Organic Insight may be able to possibly help you. And with her experience, she can really bring you life-changing and mind-enhancing results. An adventure towards personal development. Now, Debbie herself brings a personal experience, a wealth of it, personal training into every session that she does conduct. Now, Debbie herself, she is a wife, a mother of five that has also gone through a great deal of situations. Now, all of the parents that are tuning in knows all of the great responsibility that comes with raising a family. Debbie also underwent an extremely traumatic near-death experience that left her in a temporary coma. But Debbie never lost sight of what was important to her. She remained focused and realized that miracles happen really every day. And Debbie, always wanting to help others, she studied coaching and traveled extensively with other top coaches from around the world. And what her studies provided her was with the necessary understanding of the mind, conscious, and thought, which are all a part of what she calls the three principles. And again, for all coaches, all people, it's a necessity to understand how the mind works and the relationship between the mind, body, and the soul. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you transformational wellness and also addiction coach, founder of Organic Insight, Ms. Debbie Musillo. How are you doing today, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Matthew. Thank you. And that was a great introduction.
Oh, we are very happy to have you back with us. I thank you very much for joining us. Now, before anything, Debbie, do anyone in the audience that didn't get an opportunity to really listen to some of the wonderful segments that we've had with you in the past, can you explain to them who exactly is Debbie Musillo?
Well, what you didn't touch on is that I had a lot of things, like you said, that I've gone on in my life, and I went through a personal journey of wanting to study and know everything I could about nutrition and health and wellness, and I used it on myself first, and then also went to see how the mind works, and all of this with what I had seen through trying to touch my well-being led me to wanting to help other people, because seeing my life transform opened up something within me that you've got to share this with other people. So that's when I decided to go to school, and I heard, I read a lot with Sid Banks, which made a real impact with me, and looked into different coaching schools and decided to go with Super Coach Academy. And that led me, you know, to further studying. So that's kind of where everything started.
And I know in your mindset, you believe that everybody should, again, always be, you know, developing their mind, getting better. Since our last show on addiction, how have you changed and developed?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I've seen that for me, and starting when we first met, I came on just speaking about, in general, life coaching, wellness coaching, and that. And there was a part that I think from my first show, which wasn't about addiction, someone heard something, and I heard it with it myself when I touched on addiction. Well, that was something that, you know, I was addicted to cigarettes many, many years ago, so I could relate to addiction that way. I could help people with food. I could help people in all areas, except I kind of stayed away from alcohol and drugs. And I did because I didn't want to go there because it was so painful. So I've been able to walk into that fear of being able to share and be more vulnerable with other people on letting them know what's gone on with my life, with my kids, through addiction. So being able to share, I've been able to share deeper and open up. So it was my heart opening up and realizing that addiction is something that I know I can help other people. And especially when it comes to parents that are struggling and hurting, because I went through many years of it, and I'm able to come on the other side and see it differently.
And what have you seen in your personal resilience?
In my personal resilience, I've just seen that I've been through, again, even so many things that you had touched on. You know, I'd had a near-death experience. I've been in a car accident that left me with needing back surgery that, you know, I overcame that, and just a lot of things. I was on medication, opioids for pain, and got off of those. So many things that in my health I've been able to come back and to my own innate health, and I'm really actually in the best health I've ever been in my life. So I see the resilience that of all my personal things that I've gone through.
Now, Debbie, you've also mentioned something to us, healing love. What do you mean when you say healing love?
Well, when I say healing love, I go back to when I was searching for an answer when my boys took turns using. I went to Al-Anon, and I saw it as, you know, wanting to be tough love with my boys. So after studying and understanding the principles and how everything works, I was able to see it as a healing love. So in other words, when my boys came over, I used to look at them like, have you been drinking? I smell alcohol on you. Or, you know, I was more trying to fix something or looking at the problem in the situation, where things shifted and I was able to be present with them and see past their addiction. So I started seeing changes within them because of changes that I saw within myself. And I was able to love them unconditional and not want to look at them and push them away and be more distant from them because of their behavior.
Yeah.
So,
and again, I'm sorry, I was just going to mention that's something I believe that a lot of parents that are dealing with children with addiction, a lot of them can actually learn from that. That I believe that's very important.
Yes, it's very important, and I went through it. I did the same thing, but it was only when I was able to see them as whole and see beneath their addiction and that they're thinking of you know, what they're doing to relieve their stress. So through me, and as I became to be able to see clear and have more clarity on how everything works, then that's when I saw a change within them.
And how do you guide parents to see resilience?
Well, I guide parents to see resilience through understanding and tapping into their own wisdom, because that's what I had to do. I mean, everything that I learned from Sid Banks and through my training with coaching, when something came up, I had to stop and just slow down, settle, and look within. And when I did that and I went inside, that's where the answers are. That's where the goodies are, and that's where my insights came from, and that's what I learned from. So that's when I work with parents or those that are addicted to see their resilience, and that's where it comes from.
Now, most importantly now, Debbie, how do you really guide parents to know the difference between, let's say, enabling and healing love?
Okay, well, Matthew, actually how I saw it is through the setting and understanding of these principles and the inside-out understanding of life. So when I felt like I was enabling, there was a feeling that went with it. And when I was enabling, the feeling felt, I felt fear that they were going to overdose, or, you know, anxiety, stress, just all of those, and shame, you know, all of those feelings that came with enabling, their lower mode feeling. So I learned to see that when I was in those, okay, I'm also able to sit with it and shift to more clarity, which is more healing, and understanding that my thoughts in the moment are creating these lower feelings. So I was able to go back to who we really are inside, you know, that wisdom and well-being. So, again, going within and not being reactive, because what happens is that when something, you know, like if one of my, I thought one of my boys were doing good, and then I got a phone call that they were drinking or using again. It was kind of a snow globe effect that I would just start those thoughts in my mind. I would have stress and feel anxiety or sadness, you know, depression, fear, all of those things. That's a natural thing. That's a human feeling. But when I sat with them and understood and let my mind, you know, kind of settle from all the clutter, then within that stillness, I had wisdom of what I should do. So if there was anything to do which could help bring clarity to my son, I would know that. It wouldn't be coming from, I call enabling when it comes from fear and all those other ones. So that wisdom comes from a healing love that comes from hope and knowing if there is anything to do.
And I'm thinking right now, because relapse is also, you know, a big part of the healing process for many people. How do you see relapse and resilience?
Well, I see relapse no different than whatever it is, if we're going through it with food or whatever, you know, is that we have like this reset button where our thoughts and our thinking changes. And, you know, when we let go of the shame and guilt, we're able to reset and go forward. So, again, that goes back to having the hope and seeing that we have this resilience to get back on the horse. It's harder, really, to fall off the horse than it is to get back on it. So you start to see those habitual thought patterns, and that's what brings you back to your resilience.
So, Debbie, as you know, there's so many people out there and parents that are dealing with the same thing that you have. Debbie, being a parent of two boys that struggled with addiction, what wisdom do you really have for the other parents out there?
The wisdom I have is exactly what I've seen, is that the more that I've become grounded in this understanding in my own innate health and well-being, the more that I've been able to be that mirror for them. Because your kids see when you're stressed or you're worried, or they see fear, they feel fear when they're around you, if you're feeling it over their addiction. So for me, being able to take away my personal thoughts, and my personal thoughts, take those away and look at it more impersonal, then I was able to have new thoughts that would come in to give me a new direction. And I was able to see everything that is inside of them. And again, I think I've said it before that, you know, they're not broken, they're whole. And I don't see my boys, I see them that they are in an addictive behavior if they use.
Yeah.
But I don't see them as having a disease or an illness, because I see when they are well and when they're doing good.
So for the many parents out there, Debbie, how do you provide that support?
I provide the support by doing coaching. I coach with parents, and I feel that for parents to see this, and like I told you before, it's changed my life, this understanding of the three principles. And there's a couple of books, if I can maybe suggest, if they would like to read, that can maybe give them a little bit of an opening to this, would be one is The Enlightened Gardener by Sid Banks. So I would meet with them and coach with them on the understanding of the principles and the inside out. So when you work with somebody, what happens is you can't have change until there's insight. So instead of me I just point them in the direction by asking questions of what is going on and what that feels like and where that's coming from. So I take them on their own journey of seeing something new.
And so you work with the parents and also the person that's suffering from addiction as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And again, for all the parents out there, Debbie also provides to you yourself the support so that you do have the proper knowledge in order to help your family members and your loved ones that are suffering with addiction. What specific results, people can get from working with you? And most importantly, what really sets you apart from many of these other practitioners out there?
Okay. Well, like I said before, I work with people to understand what, you know, to get an insight on what's going on and to help them get some clarity on the situation, whether it's why they're using or if it's a loved one that's using, and to understand their struggles and to bring clarity actually to them. So I help them to see more joy in their life and to realize that it's all coming from the inside. There's nothing on the outside. There's an example that hit me about less than a year ago that I think that what are my insides, seeing that I was supposed to go on a tennis outing with a large group, and my son was doing good. I get a phone call that he is using. So immediately I started in the thought storm of, you know, well, I can't go to this because my son's using, and I had a lot of fear, started just having sadness, anxiety, all of those, and I sat with it because I knew how this worked. Doesn't mean you still don't get caught up in it, but I sat with it and realized, for a moment I wasn't going to go to the tennis, but I sat with it and realized that my circumstance is not coming, my happiness is not coming from any circumstance outside of me. So I was able to calm down, and this wisdom that came in that told me that it's going to be okay, and you'll know what to do if there is something to do. So all those thoughts just kind of like a snow globe calmed down, and I was able to just go and enjoy my tennis and not let that overtake me. So there's a lot of understanding on how our thoughts work and how it controls our feelings, because we're always feeling or thinking. So that's kind of one area that I really work with. Like you had said in the beginning, the mind, consciousness, and thought is really helping people to see what thought is. And if I had time here, I wanted to read real quick from the Missing Link, Sid Banks, about thought, because I think it's real important.
Okay.
Among the greatest gifts given to us are the powers of free thought and free will, which give us a stamp of individuality, enabling us to see life as we wish. These same gifts can also be the greatest weaknesses of humanity. We often lack the strength to change our minds, so we get stuck in the negative thoughts and behaviors of the past. The purer our thoughts are, the more love and understanding we will have in our heart. So there's so much truth in that, and the more that I had purity of being able to see that I am happiness, I am joy, and I am love. And in what's keeping me from that are thoughts that of stress, or, you know, all those other thoughts I was talking about. And that's where addiction comes from.
And to all of the parents that are tuning in out there, or to anyone out there suffering with addiction, the first step, and I know all of you want to change your lives, and want your lives to improve, the first step to getting to that point, again, is reaching out to someone for help. Again, it's a time that can be very lonely. Some people are very embarrassed about these things. But you reach out to help, call up Debbie. And again, it's something, it's very discreet. And you'll get the opportunity to really gain the knowledge needed to start moving in the right direction in order to get that change. And again, I feel the best ways of getting that is to not really just go to any regular doctor or practitioner out there, but to really go from someone that's had that experience, that personal experience face-to-face. They've actually been there on the front line, and they see exactly what's going on. Debbie, what are the best ways for people to actually, let's say, schedule an appointment with you or get more information?
Yes. Matthew, on my website, there's an area that you can fill out and send that to me, and I'll get in touch with you. And the website is yourorganic.com. That would be the first way. Or email me, which is organicinsight@yahoo.com. organicinsight@yahoo.com, and I'll get back with you on email, and then we can set something up. I work on Skype or Zoom or FaceTime, so it's a very personal work that, and it doesn't matter that we're not in the same room, because the oneness of what we're feeling and the co-creating of getting past the struggle and getting to touch that space within you is created in that place.
And again, to the audience out there, that is yourorganicinsight.com. Again, please go over there. And again, please reach out for help. Your life could start moving in the right direction as early as today. Debbie, we have a couple of minutes left. Do you have any parting words for our audience today?
I think that where I was coming from today probably is just reaching out to other parents, loved ones, family members, because I'm really getting a lot on that with how much they struggle and how hard it is to see past it. So I've been there and I've done that, and I guess that's where I'm reaching out right now. That's where my heart is, because I know that they can come out on the other side and live a life that is not dependent on what's happening with their loved ones. So I guess that would be my parting statement.
And to everyone out there, I know you feel that you're very alone in a situation like this. And again, many people feel very embarrassed to even speak about it. But again, reaching out to Debbie, it'll give you an opportunity to really get a very personal and discreet conversation and be able to get the help you need to get your mind in the right place in order to help a loved one.
Yeah. You know, and I've been there with the shame. I mean, I didn't talk to a lot of people, even going through schooling. Anxiety I can help with, you know, all of these other issues in life, I'm there, you know, I can help. But when it came to really opening up about addiction, I had a lot of shame, and I had a lot of guilt about that part of it with my son. So now I'm able to open up and share that with others and embrace and know that I've gone through this so that I am able to help other people.
And it's truly amazing that you are now dedicating your life to helping out other people out there. To our audience out there, I thank you very much for joining us today, really, on this very special segment that we had here today with Debbie Musilo. And to Debbie, I thank you very much for joining us today and speaking on this very important topic. You have a wonderful day.
You, and thank you, everybody that was listening. So have a great day.
Thank you very much. To you as well. Bye.